This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. One person was killed and three people were injured when a gunman opened fire at a synagogue outside of a San Diego, California facility on Saturday. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore says the man opened fire with an assault rifle as the congregants were celebrating the final day of Passover. The 19-year-old suspect later surrendered to authorities and was taken into custody. Steve Voss is the mayor of Poway. The shooting occurred.
We will get through this. Our thoughts and prayers will be with the families and those who are investigating. Poway will stay strong, and we will always be a community that cares for one another.
Saturday's shooting comes 6 months after nearly a dozen people were shot and killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue. 15 people, including 6 children, were killed late Friday in a battle between Sri Lankan security forces and militants linked to the Easter suicide bombings at churches and hotels. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Sri Lankan police tipped off soldiers to a suspected safe house where a gun battle ensued after militants set off 3 explosions and opened fire. One source said that it was likely that some of the dead bodies recovered in the aftermath were militants who blew themselves up with suicide bombings. Meanwhile, the military says security forces have recovered explosives, detonators, suicide kits, military uniforms, and Islamic State group flags during the raids. The Easter suicide bombings, claimed by the Islamic State group, targeted churches and hotels and killed at least 250 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Airstrikes hit the Libyan capital late Saturday as Eastern forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar pursued a 3-week campaign to take Tripoli and also confirmed for the first time that they had dispatched a warship to an oil port. This is VOA News. Aid groups scrambled Saturday to assess the damage in northern Mozambique as heavy rains fueled fears of flooding and mudslides 2 days after the second cyclone hit the southern African country within 6 weeks. Cyclone Kenneth made landfall Thursday with sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour, prompting aid groups warning of massive flooding and mudslides that could put nearly 700,000 people in southern Africa at risk. Voters in Spain go to the polls on Sunday in an election that is almost certain to produce gridlock, with no party set to get a majority and the far-right Vox party on the rise. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's socialists are in the lead, but they're tipped to win about a third of the vote and will almost certainly need partners. Polling shows no party's close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility. The campaign has focused on Spaniards' hearts rather than their wallets for the first time since the financial crisis. Catalan independence is as polarizing as always, since the region's 2017 drive to break away plunged Spain into political crisis. Sanchez is open to talks with separatist leaders, and he may have to call on Catalan leftists for a coalition.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The box office numbers for the full weekend don't come in until midday on Sunday, but The Avengers Endgame is already smashing records. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
And Avengers Endgame is doing exactly what the Walt Disney Company hoped, wiping out the competition, setting multiple box office records just a day after its release. Its Thursday previews and Friday opening brought in a record $156.7 million in North America, easily topping Star Wars The Force Awakens and Avengers Infinity War.
This is the fight of our lives.
It also set a record globally with $644 million by the end of Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
French police fired tear gas to push back protesters who tried to march towards the European Parliament building in the eastern city of Strasbourg on Saturday, which was the 24th consecutive weekend of protests against President Emmanuel Macron's policies. Around 2,000 protesters gathered near the seat of the European Union institutions in Strasbourg, where organizers had planned to make a protest international by symbolically marching towards the Parliament building a month ahead of EU-wide parliamentary elections. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.